Good evening, Audioboo people. Robert here, RJNet. Lying atop my bed on a Sunday evening around 6 o'clock in the evening, I think. Been listening to a fair few boos today. Trying to catch up a little bit. And it hasn't escaped my notice that there has been a certain amount of discussion on the subject of direct messages and replies to it, and this was prompted by a question put to the Audioboo community by the boo magnet Jackie Rumble. So there have been some really good responses to this, I think worth particularly pulling out Bernie Goldbacks, that's Top Gold's reply, and also Raquel's. Whose name, thingy name, I can't remember. Whose Audioboo name I can't quite remember. VoiceOver pronounces it something like Rack Welch or something. I don't know if that's right. Anyway. As I say, I think most of the points on this have been covered. I think the important thing here is that we all use Audioboo for a number of different purposes, and we all have our, you know, we all have a day job. We all have something that we do. We all have our normal life that isn't Audioboo, and Audioboo has to fit in around, quotes, the day job, along with a multitude of other things that are all vying for our attention, be it other social media, be it housework, dare I say, be it any other commitments that we have. And personally, I find Audioboo to be enjoyable partly because it's escapism from the kind of commitments that one has in everyday life and sort of the lack of that sort of commitment of having to reply to people. Is what makes it a positive experience. I receive and reply to a lot of direct messages. I try to reply to people on the mainstream as well. I try to listen to as many boos off the off my followed list as I can, but I'm only human, and I don't always get through it all. Sometimes I don't get anywhere near through getting through it all, and I just hope that the people who DM me will understand and appreciate that, that in the same way that they all have busy lives and aren't always in a position to respond, that I'm very much the same, and that in some ways feeling that that I have to respond to direct messages takes a lot of the enjoyment out of it, and probably in the long run makes me less likely to engage in conversation in that sort of way. It was a good question to ask, though, and it's there have been some very interesting responses. Bernie's point about the fact that actually certainly, you know, the people listen to or people engage with Audioboo in a number of different ways, and actually many of them may not actually ever see their direct messages is one point. It doesn't necessarily apply to me, but I thought it was an interesting point. And Raquel made a number of interesting points likewise. Around you know, people's ability to reply, time commitments and that sort of thing. I think you know, one of the biggest things for me is just the volume of information that, you know, unlike an email which you can, well, you can't skim brilliantly easily if you're visually impaired at least, but you know, you can sort of skim. You can skim a lot more easily than you can a boo. that actually the process of listening to Booz needs commitment. It needs time to be set aside to listen to a whole message. And look, I'm a producer of really long audio Booz. I know in producing them that maybe some, you know, a handful of people, if that, will listen to the whole Boo. A few will listen to the beginning. A lot will realise the length and not listen to it at all. And that's fine. I know that and accept that. And to be honest, I'm delighted when anybody has listened to my Boos. I don't have any real expectation that they necessarily will. And I've just gone off on a tangent. Can't remember where I actually left off. Something about the volume of Booz, the amount of information to get through. You know, I find it quite difficult getting through the amount, particularly when there are long messages. I would rather respond to somebody only when I feel that I fully understood what they've been saying in their Boo. I don't want to be giving half-hearted replies, really, and so for me, that's potentially a reason why I don't always make it round to replying to people. However, there are a lot of people on Audio Boo who I listen to and really enjoy hearing what they're doing, even if I don't always respond to it. People who are really interesting, valuable contributors to Audio Boo, I hope people don't feel that they are any less valuable because they don't necessarily get responses or prompt responses off people. Anyway, I've whittled on for quite long enough on this, but I just wanted to put in my view on this point.